This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Eddie.
How are you today?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. Really good.
Hello, Torsten.
G'day, Eddie. How are you?
I am very well. Market overview. How's the market going?
Look, it came back to 79% last week, and we'll look forward to seeing how the weekend results are after today's auctions. We've got two on today, so so that'll be adding to the weekend's performance. But it's been
and
a very 79%, consistent year.
79% still strong, Torsten, and that was over with a lot of auctions too. One of the busiest auction years weekends for the year.
Look, we have well over 1,000, or very close to 1,100 auctions, and it is continuing to show very, very consistent strength in all property segments. It is worth noting, though, Sammy, that there are plenty of private sales to be had as well. So it's not just the auctions that we're dealing with. There's a lot of private sale apartments out there. We've got a few townhouses. And then the magical word is off-market, Sam.
Yes, off-market. How about we make that the topic of the week, Sammy?
Yeah, absolutely, Eddie. I think it'd be great because we're really busy with these off-market properties at the moment. And for those listeners out there, what we're talking about is a property that's not officially advertised. And at the moment...
So is that when you have, for example, a database and you know what people are absolutely looking for and what they want in a property, and then you'll just say, we've got this property that is ready for sale, we're not going to advertise it, but this may fill all your requirements.
That's exactly right. And to give you an example, we have just listed an amazing 3/4 bedroom. Do you remember the block? Do you remember the episode, the glass
love the block.
House? Do you remember the glass house?
I do remember the glass house.
Residence 5. We've just listed that off market, which is very exciting. And we have sent that out to our database. Now, our database of buyers that are in that particular price point, there was approximately 2,000 buyers that have received an alert from us to say, hello, guys, this property's available. If you'd like an inspection, come and have a look.
What's the price range?
The price range for that one, it's in the twos. So,
right.
And then, Eddie, we've had two Art Deco apartments that we've just listed this week. And in both instances, the vendor has selected to go to auction in Feb, March with those ones, but do a forthcoming off-market database campaign. So we're hitting the files hard. We're ringing buyers. We've just had a number of successful period apartments sell at auction. So we've got a ready-made list of people that are wanting to buy something. They're wanting to tick off the year, knowing that they've purchased, and it might save the vendor the marketing costs.
Torsten, what's better, taking it to auction or doing it off market?
Look, it's a good question, and we have a strategy A and B. So strategy A is that we go to our database, which is often filled with a lot of the best buyers in the market space. So when one of the Chisholm and Gaiman agents talks to you and open for inspection, or is doing our weekly callbacks, which we do every Monday for our vendors, when that agent says, would you like to go onto our database and our email list for property updates, it's an important answer. Answer it in the affirmative. Say, yes, I would like to go and hear in my requirements, because it's amazing how many people that we'll meet down the track that say, look, I said no to you, and then I hear my friend bought a property that's very similar to what I would have liked, but it didn't hit the marketplace. And so it's a very powerful position for us to be able to group 5 to 10, in some cases, of the best buyers available to a client. Now, though, that buyer group may come up with a price that we're happy to recommend the owner should take.
Yeah.
And we, as I said, we've had a few more off-market sales in the last recent weeks. There was a property that we're taking to auction later today that we had a sneak preview to our database, and the offers that came in weren't quite at the price point that we wanted. So we're taking that to auction. And I think that will result this afternoon in a sale price perhaps $40,000 to $50,000 more than what that grouping of buyers back then was prepared to pay for this home.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245, the one central number to call. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling from overseas, our country code is 61, then 39531 1245. Chisholm and Gayman Bayside, 4 offices. Sam, where are they?
Thanks, Eddie. They're in Blackrock, Elwood, Port Melbourne and Mount Martha.
And we continue talking about purchasing off-market.
Yes, we do. So I think the big thing that comes up quite often when we do meet buyers at properties is that there's sometimes a little bit of reluctance on the buyer's side when we ask them, what is your budget and can we help you find a property? Sometimes there's a little bit of reluctance because the buyer thinks that they shouldn't tell the agent everything. But yeah. in actual fact, we sell a lot of property without necessarily going to market, and those properties, our database gets informed. In order to help people, we do need to know their requirements, and we don't need to know their exact budget, but we need to know, you know, at least a broad budget so that we're not wasting their time, so that we can give them the right information and we can match the right buyer to the right property. So please, if you are a buyer out there, just use it as a useful resource, because if you are looking to buy, we can help you.
So within that, the extension of that is, there's no point us sending a $500,000 property to someone that's got a budget of $1 million and vice versa. Yep. And the other thing is, the fact is that they can give us a budget and say, look, we're looking at anything between 800 and a million, or it could be 1.5 to 1.8. That doesn't mean, because we know that they're necessarily going to spend that on a property that we may have, because every property is different. We've got buyers that go to auctions that we know their budgets, and they'll pull out and they won't buy, and they'll just go, you know what, I didn't see any more value on that particular home than what I went up to. So giving the agent your actual peak budget is not giving anything away, because it's up to you to decide what you'll spend on the right property. All we want to know is the specifics so that we're sending you the right type of property in the right price point.
How much money is a vendor saving by selling off market?
Oh, look, it can be $10,000 to $15,000 in some cases.
Is it worth it?
Look, Eddie, the answer to that is, if the grouping of buyers and the reaction to that VIP, what we call the VIP database open, is positive and gives a sense that they're going to be competing at the higher end of the range that we value the property, then we would then recommend that to go to a sale. But if we feel they're in the midpoint and we haven't tested the greater market, well, then the 15 or 10 or 5 or 6, depending, you know, this depends on the property price point as to how much marketing and where we market it, then we'll then go, well, their plan B is to go to a far broader range to see if we can get that extra one or two buyers to compete against the existing buyers that are there.
The reason behind that question, Sam, is because I've been looking at the Chisholm and Gayman social media as well.
Yes.
And I've been seeing all these results which are $50,000, $100,000 over reserved. So why wouldn't you go to auction?
That's exactly right. But it does come down in some circumstances. First of all, one of the drivers can be the vendor. The
yes.
vendor might be a private, discreet person, or they might have some sort of fame or different reasons why they may not want to have their property on the market.
They may be in the public eye.
Yes. Yeah. Or they just find the auction process too stressful and they would rather go in that direction. The other aspect of this is that there are properties where there are a number of benchmarks, and say with an apartment, for example, you might be able to see that there are 5 very, very similar properties that are, you know, 1970s, 2-bedroom apartments with balcony and parking. The variance, or the likely variance on price, is a lot smaller.
Sure.
So there's that aspect. Whereas with some of the houses or the more unique properties, well, we run them through to auction because they're likely to generate this emotional value. And that's what you've seen on our social media with those
yes.
results.
And a good example is, we had a house that I took to auction 3 weeks ago where that underbidder missed out on that property only by $1,000 bid. And we had a very similar property that had been a long-term client of the firm. She'd been dealing with us for over 20 years, and on that basis, we're able to take that buyer through this property. We're able to get an offer that was an outstanding offer that we felt confident, given the other result, would not have been improved, and we're able to sell that off market.
This is the Real Estate Show.
This is the Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
We continue, Torsten.
So we've talked about the buyers making sure they do get onto our database, which is such an important aspect. But the other element to that is vendors. If you're thinking that you might be going to market in February, March, and thinking, look, I'll call the agents in January, It's a really important time to give our Chisholm and Gayman offices a call, because there is a big flow on of people that are missing out in these last 3 or 4 weeks, and we are able to galvanise that enthusiasm to actually get the right buyers through now that may save them that, what we're saying in the earlier two segments, that whole dedicated open campaign and the expenses of the advertising market.
And just as an extension of that, Torsten, I think the other thing for a vendor is you do always have choice. So you can see what offers come in. You can make a decision about whether you do push forward to market. But also, I can't tell you how often you look through a file and you say to yourself, right, when did we meet that buyer? And invariably, they tend to come through. Often it's the first name on your open for inspection sheet that came through your first open. And or they came in the first 1 to 2 weeks. And those people tend to be the most qualified, the most active, the most ready to buy, the most educated on price points, and sometimes have the strongest desire. And a great sale is not one buyer. It's created generally by competition. And there's nothing certainly holding us back from creating competition and being able to get multiple offers. Then that works very successfully.
And as Sam said, it works particularly well where you've got very similar properties. And so that you know you've got like for like and current historical evidence as far as pricing. Where the uniqueness comes into play and you've got something that's very different, well, that's where you'd be tending to advise a client. And I had a sale a few weeks ago, as you know, that was in the early $4 million mark. And that was a very unique, exceptional home, went for $500,000 over reserve. And the reason for that was its uniqueness. So we actually had an offer prior to the actual auction, which we rejected. And from that point of view, we're able to let it go to a campaign and then sell for a few hundred thousand more than that offer.
Speaking of unique properties, Torsten, Elwood 47, how's it going?
Look, it's travelling really, really well. We've got a few offers hopefully coming in this week, a few new parties that are just vetting documents. But there's a fantastic apartment that the owners have created, just created by merging two apartments as an opportunity.
Is that the sub penthouse?
Yes, it is. And that's, you know, $3.3 million. And the views, the fact that you've got a 14-metre frontage, which is just so unique, and you actually, whilst we've created a template, you actually have got an opportunity, a one-off opportunity to redesign that with our developers.
Wow, 95311245 for more information on Elwood 47.
Eddie, I would just like to pass on best wishes for the two auctions for Torsten this afternoon, and also a big congratulations to our team for the weekend prior, selling 10 from 11 auctions. A sensational result across all offices, being Elwood, Blackrock, Port Melbourne, Mount Martha.
Here's a question for you. How popular are Sunday auctions? You've got two on this afternoon, TK.
Eddie, they are growing in popularity. One of these is purely my vendors are flying in from overseas and they couldn't get tickets to come on this Saturday.
Fair enough.
So that was that timing. And the other apartment is in an area that we felt a Sunday auction would be better for that particular apartment.
So where would you go to see the auction results for a Sunday auction? I mean, traditionally, you'd be looking into the paper to see the Saturday results on the Sunday.
Great question, Eddie. Well, what you would do is you'd go to the Chisholm and Gayman homepage.
Yes.
And there is a results section. You punch in the suburb that you're interested in and it'll give you the results for that area for that weekend.
And gentlemen, that's where we have to leave it for this week. One more show for the year.
One more show to go, Eddie.
And we'll do it all again next Sunday.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been The Real Estate Show. Back next week.
The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Wherever you go, say hello.